big plays probably as much as anything. He'll hurt us with, you know, some of the stuff that we see all the time, see it out of our offense, and it's just a, you know, a little zone play, and the back just does a nice job. I mean, he did a great job of being able to bounce those things outside. The hole is closed off, and he bounces the ball outside, and we lose contain on things coming back outside. That happened to us on numerous occasions. Plus, the fact they ran awfully hard. That's the thing that probably is disturbing as anything for me, is we just missed a lot of tackles, guys bouncing off of him, you know, left and right. He got a lot of that yak yardage, as they talk about, yards after contact. So he's a very talented player.
I mean, that's embarrassing, man. That's pitiful, you know. We came in wanting to be one of the more efficient offenses, and we're nowhere near that. And we realize that, players realize that, coaches realize that, you know, it's going back to the drawing board. We got to find something that's going to work, because right now, you know, we're not who we want to be.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Riley Gates, our K-State insider and former high school football and basketball star.
Venere fumbles the snap, picks it back up. Pressure comes from Luke Geiler. He backs into the end zone, and Blue Jays are going to get two more points. Riley Gates back there, as well as Caleb Brummer.
Okay, so he isn't Darren Sproles or Dean Wade. Cool last name, by the way. But Riley's knowledge knows no bounds.
I love Whataburger. I really like the patty melt. The patty melt is really good. It's like a double burger, so you get the traditional burger. You're not going with chicken or anything like that. But just kind of the sauce that's on the patty melt. I really like it.
And he's already working on his political career.
We never lied. I don't know what you're talking about. We were never liars.
It's Go Powercats' very own Riley Gates. Brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit. And by Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Right now on the Sports Ticket.
Yes, Riley Gates in the house here on KD Country 94 in the Sports Ticket. Riley, I just want to say right now, this might sound weird, but I'm going to criticize the very intro that I helped put together. When I haven't had breakfast and then I hear you describing Whataburger, it makes me very, very hungry.
Well, I got to tell you that I'm kind of in the same foot there. You know, I haven't had breakfast this morning and went to the gym, so I'm very hungry right now, and I got to stop listening to myself talk about the best food out there.
Yeah, so you're saying we're both playing hurt. Does that sound good?
Yes, and it's to our own fault, really, that we're kind of in this situation. So there's nobody to blame but us here.
Well, it's because of our tremendous work ethics and the fact that you went to work out, and I'm so busy here working very hard that I haven't had time to eat. That's the way I'm going to play it.
I think that's a fair excuse.
Okay, cool. I thought you'd agree with me on that one. will you agree with me that, you know, we could make this interview very short and really simplify everything? And I think we could sum it up this way, Riley. Mississippi State simply was better and overmatched and outclassed K-State, and K-State might not see a team like that the rest of the year. So thanks for coming on, Riley, and we'll talk to you again next week. I mean, could you simplify it that way?
Right there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. You could go eat breakfast now. I mean, could we really simplify it that much if we wanted to or not?
I mean, you really can. I think there's complaints that you can have with the offensive side of the ball again. I mean, I don't think the offensive line played well once again, and I don't necessarily think that that the passing game was strong. But again, it does go back to that to just how good Mississippi State was and the type of athletes they had on the field. I mean, you want to sit here and talk about K-State, you know, maybe contending, you know, like they did in 1998 or like they did in 2012, but the fact of the matter is K-State's never going to be on that level and be serious contenders until they get players like Mississippi State had. I mean, I'll pull up a picture of Montez Sweat, one of the defensive ends for Mississippi State. He posted a picture on Twitter with some guys that are from, they're all from Georgia, I believe. And holy cow, I mean, he's just towering every single K-State player that's in that picture. I mean, these guys were just so much bigger, so much more physical, so much better than K-State overall. And quite frankly, I don't think it mattered if K-State played really well. I mean, they were going to have to play nearly perfect to beat that team, and they really didn't play anywhere close to it. So you can be upset about the performance, but honestly, if you were entering that game thinking K-State was going to win, I think you may have set the expectation a little bit unrealistically high.
You know, I understand Mississippi State. They're in a tough division, the SEC. Got Alabama and LSU. They might be the fourth best team in their division, but yet they're probably still a top 10 or a top 15 program right now. And they're a team that maybe at the end of the year, you never know. They might be in the SEC championship game, or they're going to be in a big-time bowl. You talk about the talent they have. Let's address K-State's situation. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball, and then we'll get to the defense, because I know you said last week you were more concerned about the defense than the offense for last weekend's matchup. But in the long haul, you're more concerned about the offense. Now, maybe that's changed from week one to week two, now getting ready for week three. But let's start with the offensive line. I mean, that's where the experience is at. Everybody's back. That's supposed to be a strength for Kansas State. And right now, they're just simply not playing that well.
Yeah, you know, I think that I did say that last week. I did say that I was more concerned about the defense, but after facing a better team, I'm far more concerned about the offense now. You know, the first game, I can just chalk it up to, I guess you can really, if you want to put a positive spin on it, you can say that the offensive line, A, had a bad game in the first game, and then in the B on the second game, they were just outmatched. But I'll rebuke that and say that, look, I don't really care if you're playing Mississippi State, if you're playing Kansas, if you're playing Alabama. I don't care who it is. This offensive line was pegged as one of the best in the country to start the year. I mean, if you are one of the top units in the country, it shouldn't matter who you're going up against. You should be able to make a push. You should be able to produce yardage for the offense, and that just has not happened over the last two games. And really, you're really disappointed. I mean, you're playing sloppy. I think that Scott France has had a few very uncommon penalties that he never gets. I've not been impressed with the play of Abdul Beecham, and he's been pulled a lot for Josh Rivas, a redshirt freshman. I mean, this is just a unit that I had zero worries about coming into the year, and right now it's probably the biggest concern, because when that offensive line isn't doing anything, you're just not getting anything offensively, and that's the reason why K-State's only scored two offensive touchdowns to date. So it's definitely the most upsetting, the most confusing part of this team right now, and when they struggle, everybody struggles on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, and I'm glad you just said that, because there's so much focus on the quarterbacks and Dalton and Thompson, but let's be fair to those two guys. When you don't have time to throw, there's not running lanes to run through, it makes it a lot more difficult for the quarterback. And we talked about it yesterday, and we'll get to the defense in a little bit, but when your defense is giving up almost 10 yards a carry, I don't care if Skylar Thompson or Alex Dalton goes out and throws 20 for 30 for 333 yards and three touchdowns. If your defense is giving up 10 yards a carry on 30 or more carries, odds are you're not going to win the football game no matter how well your quarterback plays. But let's be honest, neither one played great the other day, but it seems to me and to others that I've talked to, let's just quit this thing. Let's go with Skylar Thompson as your quarterback, and Alex Dalton can be the special wildcat quarterback, because Dalton has not looked good throwing the ball at all so far.
Yeah, no, it was made pretty well. I shouldn't say it was made obvious to me in the last game, because it's been obvious to me for a while. Mm-hmm. I think that it's Skylar Thompson, and I just think you got to ride him. You know, I think Alex Dalton has talents that you can bring in and utilize at different times, but I don't think he's consistent enough or throws the ball well enough in order to really put him in the game in crucial situations. And, you know, I kind of understand why they put him in the game against Mississippi State. He was really struggling, Scott Thompson was really struggling, that is, and you know, why not try to inject a little bit of life into the offense, see what happens? But obviously it did not work. He comes in and makes just that horrible, horrible pass that's intercepted by Mississippi State. I mean, look, I think that Alex is a terrific leader. I think he's very athletically gifted, and he's very talented. And like I said, I think he can bring him in for certain situations at times and, you know, really surprise people. You know, I think he has the ability to throw the ball if a defense is keen on him to run it. You know, maybe a little bit of play action type thing or whatever you want to do with him. He can surprise people, but you can't rely on him to be the starting quarterback to lead your offense throughout the Big 12 season. He just doesn't have that capability in my mind, and I don't really think he's ever going to get there. So I've just seen enough out of Skylar Thompson. I mean, that ball he threw to Dalton Schoen in the back of the end zone there, that was one of the prettiest balls he's thrown yet, and that was just perfectly placed in the hands of Dalton Schoen. So yeah, I've been saying it all summer. I've been saying it all preseason. You got to pick a guy. You got to ride with him, and then maybe you can pepper the other one in a little bit. And if I'm Bill Snyder, I've found my guy, and I'll pepper in Alex Dalton as much as I need to, but I'm riding Skylar Thompson from here on out.
Riley Gates, GoPowerCat.com, our guest every Tuesday, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Okay, let's shift to the defense now. You talked about how the offensive line is your biggest concern right now on offense. What's your most concerning aspect of the defense? Because there's obviously lots of issues when you give up almost 10 yards of carry and give up almost 400 yards rushing, and you have two running back. Well, a quarterback runs for 159, a running back runs for over 200. Lots of issues there. Are you most worried about the linebackers, or what area worries you the most right now with this K-State defense?
Yeah, probably the linebackers, honestly. I'm really torn right now, because in the first game I was concerned about the pass defense. And in the second game I thought the pass defense played really well, you know. I think that all the big plays that Nick Fitzgerald threw for weren't necessarily the fault of, you know, Duke Shelley or anybody in the secondary as much as it was just kind of some, maybe some miscoverages here and there, not necessarily getting beat. But I just can't for the life of me figure out right now why Bill Snyder's playing Sam Seislov so much. I just don't think he – I think he's a smart football player. I think he understands the defense to an extent, but I think when it comes down to it, he doesn't know – he doesn't have the physical abilities to make plays. I mean, you saw Elijah Sullivan track down Nick Fitzgerald and Kylan Hill on a few plays there where he, you know, anybody else gets beat. Well, Elijah Sullivan goes in there and he makes a play. It's Nick, or excuse me, Sam Seislov's not going to make that play. He didn't. You've seen him miss on it. And I just thought he was in the wrong gaps at times. I thought he allowed some of those big plays to go right up the middle. I mean, I don't think Nick Fitzgerald has as many quarterback draws right up the middle if the linebackers are in the right spot. So I guess you probably got to say linebacker. I could also say defensive tackle because I don't think they're getting necessarily that quarterback pressure that you need out of your defensive front. But, I mean, we've seen one good game out of the run defense, one good game out of the pass defense, and then one bad game out of both. So you really got to fix it, though, before this West Virginia game here in 2 weeks. Otherwise, it's going to be an ugly start to the Big 12 season.
I would agree with you. K-State is 1-1 on the season, could easily be 0-2, and now you have Texas San Antonio, the Roadrunners, coming to town, and if people think this is a gimme, I think they're fooling themselves. Although, if you're a K-State fan, how can you consider anything a gimme the way you played the first 2 weeks? Arizona State was who UTSA played first week. They lost in Tempe 49-7. Arizona State just beat Michigan State. Arizona State and Herm Edwards are now in the top 25. And then the Roadrunners went to Baylor this past Saturday, a game at San Antonio at the Alamo Dome, hung in there and lost 37-20. So they played two Power 5 opponents. One, they got blown out. The other, they were respectable in Baylor, another Big 12 foe. And now they come to Manhattan to take on the Wildcats at 3 o'clock on Saturday. What do you know about the Roadrunners, and is it possible that K-State, if they don't get their act together, they could be looking at an L at home Saturday?
Well, you know, I'm not going to try to sit here and paint it like I know them as in-depth as sure. You know, maybe necessarily I knew a Mississippi State or anybody else. I just haven't necessarily sat down and done all the necessary research, but I plan to do that a lot today. What I do know is kind of what you said right there, though, is that they were blown out in one game, and then, you know, they were pretty competitive in another one. So, you know, I think that this is a good test, though, for K-State, because the way that I look at this game is that you were outmatched in one game and you were unprepared in another game. This is your final tune-up. This is your final chance to really kind of show that you can be a good team, that you can come prepared, come ready to play. I think this is a really good opportunity for K-State to kind of come out and assert itself. You know, I think that they're an overall better team. I don't think anybody will argue that. I think that this is a game where they can make a push on the offensive line. So, you know, they're not going to lay down. You know, you said it right there earlier. They're not going to give in to K-State just because they're a Power 5 team. They're used to playing these Power 5 teams. But I'm really interested to see just how much of a fight they put up and how much K-State might struggle against a team that they should be better than. And quite frankly, they just haven't played well in their non-conference schedule so far, though.
So what are your thoughts initially, without looking at UTSA too much as of now? Do you think the Cats are going to put together a solid game to where K-State Nation will feel a little bit better going into the West Virginia game?
Well, I know it's very hard to say it because what track record am I speaking on?
Right.
But I really do feel like this is going to be a game where they kind of get their things together. And, you know, there will be struggles. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I really feel like this is just a game where they're going to finally get some things clicking, finally get some production out of the offense. You know, I guess I'm almost playing the game of odds, which I know isn't very smart to do, but I just don't know how you can play so bad in three straight games, because this isn't a bad team. I really don't think this is a bad K-State football team, so I do think they're going to play pretty well. And that's not to say perfect, that's not to say they're going to blow UTSA out, but I think this is going to be the non-conference game that we've all been looking for, waiting for, and I think we're finally going to see it on Saturday.
Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com, our guest, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty and Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. I have two off-the-wall questions for you. Usually one, but I have two for you today, Riley.
All right.
The first one is, how old were you and what exactly were you doing the last time Kansas football won a road game, which was in September of 2009?
Oh, man. Okay, so I would have been 13. So what is that? That's like the seventh grade, maybe. I would have been in junior high, and it would have been on Saturday, so I probably was at a K-State game.
Yeah.
The good chance of that, unless K-State was on the road that day, too. But I was 13, and I was in junior high. I'd probably, let's see, was that the good St. John's? Yeah, St. John's was really good that year, I believe, 2009. And so I probably watched a really good high school football game the night before. So it was probably a really good weekend for me, and apparently it was a good weekend for KU, too.
Yeah, apparently so. the second off-the-wall question for you. During a sporting event that you have participated in, have you ever been called a liar and a thief?
Oh.
you know why I would bring that up? Because, you know, you may have heard about Serena. There was some little thing that went on at the U.S. Open over the weekend that seemed to be somewhat of a big deal.
I don't think... I've been called a lot worse than liar and thief, but I don't think I can specifically say that I've been called liar and thief. And everything that I have been called that I do remember, I probably shouldn't say on the air.
Yes, that's a good idea. I just want to, for the record, full disclosure, everybody listening, we ourselves here at this radio station have called you a liar.
Well, yeah. Okay. If we want to call Stump the Waterstead Wake Up Guy, 46, then fine.
We've called you and Sam a liar. Your time on the golf course when you're working really hard while you're playing Stump the Waterside Wake Up Guys. Oh, yeah, we're working really hard. We're doing this. We're doing that.
The jury's still out on that one.
I think the verdict's already come down, my friend. I think, yeah. Now, the thief thing, we've never done anything to you on that one, but I just want to establish that we ourselves have called you a liar, but not a thief.
If anything, the thief is more accurate, because I can't tell you how many times I just took coupons and winnings from you guys over the years, just to name that movie and Stump the Wake Up Guys and things like that. So it was a good time.
Oh, yeah, apparently so. Well, we always enjoy the time talking with you, man, and hopefully next week we'll have a little bit more positive things to talk about in case they have a good performance against the Roadrunners of UTSA. And you have a great week and a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Take care. That's Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com, brought to you each and every Tuesday by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. We appreciate them sponsoring our segment with Riley every single Tuesday to talk K-State Athletics.